Let me start, Johnny. Okay. Hey, guys, how we doing? Great turnout the other night. Over 10,000 fans, I heard, and standing room only, and what a great atmosphere. It was beautiful weather. We got the greatest fans in the NFL, so it was a lot of fun.
Competition is usually only a phone call away, but this year you brought an extra snapper to compete with Cullen, which you haven't done in the last 7-8 years, whatever it's been. What caused that decision?
Some of the things and some of the inconsistencies that we had last year with that position needed to be cleared up, and we felt like, one of two things was going to happen. Either Cullen was going to keep working like he always does and improve and help us win that way, or we're going to bring in somebody that could beat him out. So right now it's an open competition. They're both, like I said the other day, they're both being true professionals. They're both fine young men and pleasure to work with. And basically when we get through the preseason, then we'll know that what the best man is.
Kind of the plan just to wait until you're
I'd like to see them in practice. They're both working really hard, and it's very, very even. I would like to get to the preseason games, the actual competition there, and see who wins the job.
McDermott's previous relationship with Locke helped drive the decision to bring
him in. I worked Kevin out when he came out of UCLA, and I knew he was a very good snapper. He did a great job in San Francisco. Then he had some injury problems, worked with Baltimore, and did a pretty good job there till he was hurt. So, at the end of the day, we were going to bring anybody in because of that reason.
You guys are obviously very familiar with Cordarrelle Patterson, Marcus Sherrill. So are you guys going to give Stephon Diggs a lot more reps?
That's a great question. It's always up to the head coach how many reps these guys get. But I would like to see Stephon in game situations because I think as a punt returner and a kickoff returner, he's got a chance to help us.
Hey, you mentioned that ball security is really important for the punt return job. Has Stephon Diggs looked good so far in that area?
When he first got here, he struggled catching the punts, whether it was off the jugs or whether it was off the punter's foot. But he's come a long way. He's worked very, very hard. He's very coachable. Watches extra tape, gets extra instruction from us. So we feel like he's really developed into a much better punt and kickoff catcher, and hopefully that'll help translate to the field.
When you're moving all these pieces and parts around the United players, you ever find yourself, I'm not talking about a returner or a kicker or a snapper, but all these other positions, you ever find yourself really liking a guy, but then in the back of your mind keeping him low because you won't make the team, you're guessing you won't make the team? Or?
No, I try to, we look at the roster a lot, and we obviously as a staff talk about personnel a lot, as we should, but if a young man's working very, very hard and he's trying to make the team on special teams, he's going to get an opportunity to make the team on special teams. Because what we tell these guys is that, if there's not a spot here in Minnesota, there might be a spot somewhere else because they're all getting looked at. And every preseason rep is critiqued by every team in the league. So if they've worked hard for me and I've told them I'm going to give an opportunity, I will give them an opportunity.
It hasn't happened in your career when you lose a guy because he wasn't able to make the numbers at a position. He was a real good special teams player. You wanted to keep him.
Every year. There's probably one or two every year, and you kind of pick and choose your battles and work real hard to keep one guy over another guy. But, at the end of the day, there's only 53 guys that are going to make the team, and it's difficult for back end of the roster guys. There's four or five guys you really want to keep. You might only be able to keep three of them, but it happens every year.
Guys that really kind of surprised you or stood out to you so far?
I guess no surprises because everybody that new guys have come in, it's a clean slate. Brian Peters has come in from the CFL and he's done a nice job. Michael Pruitt has done a nice job as a young rookie. Danielle Hunter has done a nice job. So, Stephon Diggs, we've talked about him. So I'm real excited about this team and about the roster makeup. And I think we've got, guys that are fitting our vision, Coach Zimmer's vision of tough, passionate, smart young football players. And, I know it's early yet, but I'm getting pretty excited. I'm glad we're going to go play a game here in about 6 days.
Has it ever happened where you want a guy on special teams, but then Zimmer will say no because he wants them mainly on defense or offense?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the balance that you have to have. That's what Mark was asking, whether the guy makes the team or not, or whether the guy, like an Anthony Barr last year is a perfect example. Anthony was starting on our punt return unit for the first few games, and then because he was a little banged up and he's a young guy and we overloaded him because he was a three-down linebacker, we took him off everything and tried to take some of that off his plate. And that's always the head coach's call. But, we communicate very well together with all that, and he helps us out because he knows the importance of special teams.
It seemed like Locke was a little inconsistent last year with the punting. Have you seen anything this offseason training camp to suggest he's taking a step forward?
Yeah, he had a great spring. He came back stronger. I think the best shape he's been in, and I don't mean cardiovascular shape, but he's still a young guy. And I was fortunate enough to work with Jeff Fiegels many years ago with the Giants, and Jeff told me, I think Jeff punted about 18 to 20 years, whatever it was, But after about year 8 or 9 is when Jeff said, you know what, I finally figured this out. So it takes, I think, longer for a punter than it does a place kicker to get all the different experiences out, because all different areas of the field that you have to punt from, the different situations, the plus 50, the backed up situations, the stuff we work on. But he became a more consistent punter this spring, and, you know, he's done a good job so far in camp. The other night he had some great punts, and then he had some punts that weren't, you know, less than perfect punts, I call them. So he's improved, but he's still got a ways to go.
Mike, you're dad was on the sideline again today. I mean, what dynamic does he bring? Is it your dad for a visit, or is it a long-time special teams coach in your ear?
So he's sitting there in the back here. I like to work him, you know, make sure he's coming here. He's not going to eat for free. He's going to make sure we're working him. And he does a great job. Obviously, his experience is invaluable to me. Obviously, he's my father. He's the best man at my wedding. We're very, very close. And, you know, just his experience and his knowledge that, you know, we like, I tease him all the time that he's forgotten more football than I know. And a lot of times it's true. He helps us with the specialists. We watch tape together and different ideas we swap back and forth. And, you know, he's a great mentor for me.
During the year, he just kind of pick up the phone for
We'll chat every now and then. He understands our schedule. I think the best time, when he actually was coaching in Detroit and I was my first coordinator job in Kansas City, we would talk for about an hour every Tuesday, just swapping ideas. He'd have a chance to watch my tape. I would watch his tape, and we'd swap ideas and talk about different teams and personnel. But even now, he'll get a chance. He's the biggest Viking fan out there, so he'll watch our games and critique us a little bit and try to help me out.
You guys ever on the opposite sidelines in a game?
One time. I was the assistant special teams coach for the New York Giants, and he was the special teams coordinator for the Lions, and it was in Giants Stadium, and I don't want to tell you who won.
You mentioned that you were working with Jeff on punting into the wind more this year, and you've been able to harness some of these windy afternoons
yes,
to help out in that regard.
Very much so. And I think we worked on it hard last year because we knew the situation we were going to be in at TCF. But he, you know, he's dealing working with some different type of drops and different type of leg swings that into the wind that's going to help us this year, and he's really worked hard on it. And we have taken advantage of the windy days we've had, absolutely.
You spoke last year about how Jeff and Blair went out to TCF and kind of used their charts and figured out the wind and whatnot. Is there anything they took and you took from the season itself to adjust?
I think the game days we took a lot from, and they've got better idea now what we're going to, you know, go through again this season. And, you know, September, October, November, December, it's all different. And I think we would send them down. We did send them down once a week when we played at home. So one day a week they would go down there and kick and punt. And I think that experience itself was invaluable to them, and we'll do that again this year.
From Shaquan Adam Field, his contributions to your special teams squad this year.
Yeah, Adam did a great job last year, and he's kind of picked up right where we left off. There's a lot of things that Adam needed to work on. You know, being a rookie, he made a lot of rookie mistakes, and he worked hard on those in the spring. We watched a lot of tape one-on-one together to try to correct some of those things, and I keep reminding him of that stuff as we go through. But he and a number of other guys have really, really worked hard this summer, and they're continuing to get better.
You mentioned previously he was like a top five player for your special teams.
Yes.
What about his play makes him that?
Well, we have a production point system that, you know, based on punt return, kickoff return, you get production points for the plays. You know, we have it's a huge system that we use, plug it into the computer. That part I don't deal with. But when we grade these guys, we make sure that they're rewarded for the things that they do well, and obviously knocked down a little bit for the things that they don't do as well and the things they need to work on. But what Adam did a great job of last year is he can run, he's tough. He's smart. He ran our punt team when we needed him to run our punt team as a person protector, which we call the fullback. He just did a great job in all four phases and really helped us win some games last year.
You know, it wasn't just like some
huge
flash plays and consistency.
And he did make some mistakes, like I mentioned before, but, you know, he's come a long way, and he's continuing to improve, and he's still got a ways to go, as, you know, his training camp's really going to help him.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great day.